Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend, maybe had some time off, hopefully to relax. We are continuing to move through our Gospel of John series here, looking at how Jesus wants a personal relationship with us, his interactions between individuals. And so today we're looking at John chapter 6, and really we're looking at this passage where Jesus has an interaction with Simon Peter. And Jesus has been teaching. He's been in Capernaum. He's been healing people. And the rabbis, they couldn't wrap their minds and hearts around Jesus. He was so different. The way that he looked at the Father was so different. The fact that he even used that language about God made him so unique. And so, you know, a lot of people were walking away. And so Jesus turns and looks at his disciples and he asks them a very important question. He says, "Do you all want to go away as well?" That's verse 67 of chapter 6. And I wonder if there was a quiet moment there. And then Simon Peter just kind of matter-of-factly responds, "Lord, to whom shall we go? For you alone have the words of eternal life." And I think that was a defining moment for Peter in his faith. Now, you have to remember that's still out in front of him. He's still going to deny Jesus. He's highs and lows of growing in sanctification, just like you and me today. Like we're walking sometimes season, it's full on obedience. It's everything that we dreamed that it could be, would be, the life we've always wanted, the abundant life that John 10:10, you know, Jesus said even more abundantly. It's that kind of life. And then there are low moments. There are moments of disobedience when our sin and our flesh get the best of us. But Peter's attitude in this moment just speaks to the depth of his soul. Lord, where else can we go? And on the one hand, I think as a pastor, sometimes I can tell you where else we want to go. Like a lot of people allow, you know, online bullies to define them. They allow maybe a relative to define them. They allow friends to define them. They allow their performance in a sport or in school to define them. Adults allow their coworkers to define them and pressure them into making decisions that they otherwise wouldn't. People allow their lowest moments to define. Like there's a lot of places that people would go. Simon Peter just has this moment of clarity where he says, "Where else can we go? For you alone have the words of eternal life." So really that puts the ball back in our court. It asks us, okay, who has the right to define us? Who has the right to say who we really are? And if it's him, if it's Jesus, then that changes everything. Then that means that what he says about us is true, not what other people say, not what our performance says, not even what our own hearts say. You know, 1 John, John's later letters in the New Testament, he says, even when your heart condemns you, God is great. Sometimes we condemn ourselves and we can't even believe our own hearts, but we can always trust him and his Spirit and his word to tell us who we are. One of the things we talked about yesterday on Sunday at LifePoint was that we're not defined by our scars, right? We're not defined by our choices or the choices of others, the things that have hurt us or what a fallen world has done even to us. We're not defined by our scars. We're defined by his, by the scars of Christ on the cross and his love for us. So I'm going to pray that for us today. I'm going to pray that our attitude would be to run to Christ, to pursue him, for he alone has the words of eternal life, and then give you the opportunity to pray as well. Jesus, on this Monday, we just lay our lives in front of you. Maybe grateful for a little bit of time to rest and reflect this week. And Lord, as we embark here on the second half of our year, it's a great place. These great starting blocks today are for us to say, you alone have the words of eternal life. Where else could we go? Where else would we go? Where else would we want to go? And so, God, we pray that will be the guiding norm for us as we head towards the end of this year, that we would trust you and your word alone, minute by minute today, hour by hour today, month by month for the rest of the year. You alone have the words of eternal life. Now you take the opportunity to pray.